Hi, hello. My name is Sergio Solorzano.
My name is Gage Middleton.
My name is Brian.
My name is Orlando.
My name is Amy.
And our topic is a person's reputation helps me decide whether they will be my friend. I personally agree that basing on their reputation will help me decide if they're my friend or not.
Same with me. I agree all the way with you, Serge.
I will say I will want friends that behave and respectful to others in order to be my friend.
I disagree. I don't pick my friends off of their reputation. It's messed up for me.
I agree because you don't judge someone by who they are.
I mean, I'm just saying I'd agree because I wouldn't want to have a friend who's known for like being rude or like getting fights a lot.
There's false reputations too, like not everything's true.
Well, yeah, there's false reputations, but I don't know. That in my perspective, that really does help because I'm not gonna hang with a person that does a whole bunch of dumb stuff.
Because there could be people like. There could be reputation like, oh, he's weird, but actually he's actually like, pretty cool and fun. But
Amy, what's your view on this?
I don't know.
Like when if you invite them over your house and they be like cursing and then be blasting music and then they don't respect your parents or something like that.
Sounds like my Saturday night.
And then like of course you're not gonna invite them over again.
Yeah, I mean, and also, like, if my friends were to tell me, oh, you should hang out with this guy, he's actually really funny. I mean, I'll listen to what they say, and I'll probably hang out with them, because, you know, if my friends tell me something, then I'll probably take it to consideration.
I'd only do that if they were, like, if a friend had told me was there with me, because I'm not just about to hang out with some other random bro. Like,
yeah.
It's a little suspect.
I go off of first impressions, technically,
First impressions can also be fooling, too, so.
That's true. I can see that.
Everything's from the crystal.
I had a little trouble with this one. I couldn't really find one.
Well,
I'd probably not even any better.
Miss Proctor.
Huh?
Abigail was telling people that, oh, she's a witch, but truly, she was actually a good person. Because of her, she has a bad reputation in the first place.
Yeah, I saw like
how many good people
and everybody
died,
believed it.
How many people died because they believed, that they did this and that when
that's
really did it.
False reputation.
Who said her you want? Huh? Who said her you want?
That's my favorite.
What other examples are there of like
Abigail's known for being a good person, like being a saint, but technically she's the one that's bad. That's known.
That's true. I agree with you on that a little.
Yeah, I guess
not all the way.
In Crucible, it does come into consideration, but I think outside, like, I don't think so. I think that. You should at least know something about them before.
Going from the Crucible, what about society stance on this? That, in my perspective, that's actually pretty harsh because society does really... I mean, in my perspective, society really does judge people based off what they look like and stuff like that. And if they're good people rather than bad, so... But then again, not all societies like this, so...
You have a good point there, yeah. You know, like, maybe by the race, they might say that, oh, they're bad people, but in reality, no, they're just like the rest of us.
That's true.
Amy, anything else you want to add?
I mean, I agree with you, but it's not just only that, but people will be judging you by wealth. Either you look poor or you look rich.
Yeah, I can see that. Definitely see that.
Well, I mean, if you're going to go that route, I mean, in all honesty, take a look at Adam Sandler. That guy made, like, almost a million movies. He walks around with work and looks like...
He
walks around with like he works at a freaking department store. Yeah. Like, you don't see him dressed around in Gucci, Nike, and all that.
Just like Bill Gates.
Exactly.
Yeah. He doesn't wear no designer clothes. He's just, like, casual. Yeah. Or like, if you have Mr. Dyke, his brother.
Oh yeah, right. He mentioned.
Yeah, he don't dress all fancy.
He didn't wear any designer clothes.
Did he wear cowboy boots when we first met him? I think he wore cowboy boots.
And then he gave us $4 each.
Oh yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, those were the straightest $4 I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. I'm gonna be honest with you, I think I still got one in my room somewhere.
I still got the fuck out.
I spooked them.
I didn't want to risk it. Remember how we had to, like, draw our paper scissors?
I don't think there's much we can say anymore.
Huh?
There's not much we can say anymore.
I mean, I think we went over all the these topics.
I mean, we're going on 5 minutes and almost 6 minutes on this podcast already. So. And plus the people right next to us.
I think we're respectful.
Alright, so yeah, that was our perspectives on a person's reputation helps me decide whether they'll be my friend.
Until next time, it's
Sergio,
Gage,
Brian, Orlando,
Amy.
Good night.
Later.